All right. We are back, another solo episode. And throughout this week, I've been making a couple of notes on my phone on some, I guess, topics that I wanted to touch on today. But the main, I guess, area of conversation that I wanted to talk into was the energy that we put out. And what I mean by that is, for example, yesterday I was filling up my car with petrol and I went to pay for it. And they usually, when you walk in, not trying to stereotype, but they're usually just Indian guys. They have their head, their earpods in, and they're on a phone call or they're listening to music and they're just like, yeah, hey, how's it going? Here, pay for it. And it's like not really a conversation. It's just a transaction. And I walked in to pay for it and that's what I was expecting. But this guy is like, hey, how's it going? How's your day going? You know, I hope it's not too hot out there. And like full making a conversation, and his energy was just like next level. Nothing that I've actually experienced before going to a service station and paying for petrol. And it's like, yeah, man, I hope you have an awesome day. Stay cool. Look after yourself. And that really had an impact on me. I was like, wow, I love that guy's energy. And the reason I bring that up is because a big thing that I've been thinking about lately and specifically this week has been around the energy that we put out and, you know, what we put into things, the energy that we put in, we're going to be rewarded. Now, whether that be, if you're putting, you know, positive energy into something, I believe that you're going to get a positive result. If you're putting negative energy out there, speaking to people like shit, you know, just not really turning up as your best self and just that bad energy, you're going to continue to be fed that negative energy from your environment, from the world, because what you put out is what you receive back. And having that experience putting, you know, the petrol in the car and having that experience with the guy who served me, I was like, I should really be focusing on the energy that I'm putting out there. And I even thought about it a lot more today around my business, my media business and the podcast. And this can relate to your day job, your business that you're running. We can sometimes get caught up in the results, as in, okay, how much money is this company growing? Or if I'm at the gym, am I, you know, losing this much weight? We get so caught up in the end result, like that's what we're forever chasing. And we just continue to, you know, kick the can down the road because nothing's ever going to be good enough. Or we're never satisfied, we're never fulfilled, because we feel like there's more out there. But once you switch your perspective from, yes, obviously we want to achieve a end result, we want to achieve a goal, we want to, you know, have financial success, grow our business, look and feel good physically. But if we shift our mindset from, instead of, you know, continuing to chase the end goal, but actually focusing on what's the energy input that I can put into this? How much value can I provide? How much can I help this person succeed? For example, you know, with my media company, right? How much energy can I put into the editing of a client's content, which is going to help them to provide more value to their audience and reach a bigger audience, which is going to help them grow. And in return, they're going to come back and want to record more content with me, right? I'm not focusing on the end result here. I'm focusing on, okay, cool. How much positive energy, how much input can I put into this content for my client to succeed? Because I know if I put positive energy, if I put a high input into this project, I'm going to be rewarded for that. You know, with my podcast, I would get so caught up in the numbers. I'm not getting enough downloads, or not many people are viewing this reel that I put so much time and effort into. Or even of recent, I kind of slacked off on my content. I haven't been posting as much, or the content that I have posted around my podcast, I'll be honest, I've kind of been half-assed with it. I'm just like selecting parts and just chucking like just captions on it, like really not putting too much effort into it. And I can see that I'm not being rewarded with the growth because I'm half-assing it. I'm not putting that positive energy. It's just like, yeah, cool, let's just put this content out there for the sake of putting this content out there. Now, through thinking about this week, it's like, I just want to focus on providing so much value to my guest, the person that listens, the person who watches the content, because that one piece of content will shift the way they think, feel, and act, which is the whole focus of my podcast, The Better Project, challenging the way that we think, feel, and act. So if I can take that mindset into every little aspect that I do and putting that energy, that high input into all those areas, I'm going to be rewarded for it. I don't have to continue checking my bank account or clients, you know, clients are not paying me, or, you know, continuing to reach out to clients because, you know, I need this extra cash, or, you know, my podcast is not getting enough downloads. Oh my God, I need to keep posting, you know, more content, even though it's not really that valuable, but I'm posting it anyway, just for the sake of posting content. Calm down. Just relax. Focus on the things that you can control and focus on the energy and the input that you're putting into those things. Focus on providing as much positive energy and value as you can to your clients, to your colleagues, to your family, to yourself. And you will reap the benefits off the back of that. It's just a simple shift in your mindset. And yeah, life's been interesting. I've even been thinking about like, what is life really about? I was having another conversation earlier this week with a client from my day job, my air conditioning job. I went to their house to clean the air cons. And this lovely couple, they're in their 90s. The husband, the man can, you know, he can walk around, doesn't really need a walking stick. But the wife, she's pretty much not mobile at all. She pretty much sits in a chair all day and doesn't do too much more. Really struggles to get around. And more speaking about life. And she goes, everything that we enjoy or that we take for granted, for example, simply walking or running around or jumping or climbing or driving a car, things that we take for granted now at the age, I think she said she was like 94. Now at the age of 90, 94, she has been robbed. In her words, she said she has been robbed of those basic things that in a way make us independent, make us human, make us be able to enjoy life. I know there's more to life than that, but you know, imagine if you were basically stuck in a chair all day and couldn't go out, couldn't freely move and do the things that you used to be able to do. And she goes, you know, my party's over. I had a great life. My party's over. I don't want to live like this anymore. I can't continue to live like this anymore. What's the point? And it got me thinking about life and I guess the way society tells us to live about, you know, you go to school, go to uni, get a job, have kids, family, work your ass off, you know, and then you retire at like 60 or 70 and then you can live your life. And it's like, when you get to that age, you're not going to be as mobile as you are at your 20. So how are you going to enjoy or do the things that you would have loved to have done when you were 20 or 30, like climb mountains or do a whole bunch of traveling or, you know, swim in the Great Barrier Reef or whatever it is, right? Sometimes, most of the time, if you wait till you're 60 or 70, you're probably not going to be able to do the things that you wanted to do. And I'm not saying age is not a barrier, but you also got to be realistic. The older you get, the less mobile you are going to get. Even if you look after yourself, and I know there's very fit 70 plus year olds, but that's not everyone. And everyone's body is different. Everyone's journey is different. And the whole basis of this is like, don't wait. What are you waiting for? Why can you not do the things that you want to do now? Is it financial? If it is, what can you do to change that? Are you working a 9-to-5 job that's really not going to get you anywhere? It's not going to allow you to live the life that you want. It's not going to allow you to, you know, create the experiences that you want with your family or for yourself. Are you being a prisoner to that job because you have bills to pay? So many people will fall into the trap of, oh, I got so many bills to pay, so I can't leave the job that I hate to actually pursue a dream or passion that I actually want to go and chase and do. Why not? I'm not passionate about my day job. So I went and started a media company. I started a podcast. I'm sitting in a studio right now that I built. I have clients coming through nearly every day. I have podcast guests every week. This thing is growing because I'm putting, once again, time and energy, that positive energy and that input into this business, this brand, because this is going to allow me to create the life, the lifestyle that I want for myself and that I want for my family. I don't want to get to 90 and have regrets of the things that I didn't get to do, or I didn't choose to do, because at the end of the day, it's all a choice. We can choose to stay in that 9-to-5, or we can choose to actually go out there and pursue what we want to pursue. If you think about it like this, because this is a thought that I've been having, we get caught up in chasing the money because, yes, the cost of living, bills, all that kind of stuff, right? But at the end of the day, we don't really own anything. The house, the cars, the boats, whatever the case is, we don't really own it. When you're dead, and it goes to the bank, it goes to family members, it gets sold, whatever the case is, right? Now, I'm not saying don't buy that stuff. Like, yes, you've got to enjoy life. And I think you should pursue to have all those things if that's what you desire. But if you're working a 9-to-5 job to pay off a mortgage that you can't really afford, for a house that you don't really need, or for a boat that you don't really need, or for a car that you don't really need, when you could, for example, rent, get rid of the boat, have a basic car that can get you from A to B, not have to slave away in your 9-to-5 job. Yes, work, pay your bills, But what are you doing after hours? You could be setting up a business or pursuing your passion that could allow you to actually eventually pull away from your 9-to-5 and live and create the lifestyle that you want to live. For someone like myself who was a dad, yeah, I put in the hours to build this business, to build this podcast. But the most important thing is to be a living example for my daughter and have actually a strong connection with her. I want to spend as much quality time with my family as possible. Business is going to allow me to do that. Yes, there's sacrifices you have to make. Yes, there's late nights and there's days that you may not be able to spend as much quality time as you want. But ultimately, I'm doing this to help people, but to create the life and the foundation and to lead by example for my family, for my daughter, not getting caught up in, you know, chasing money. Coming back to the whole energy piece, if you continue to chase money, you're never going to be fulfilled. Money's important. Yes, we all want money. But what sticks around with us or sticks around in the world is the experiences and the memories that you create with your loved ones. When you're gone, they don't care about the house. They don't care about the cars. They don't care about the boats. But your kids are going to remember when they were 5 years old and you took them on that amazing holiday and you spent so much time with them, or you took them to the park and kicked the footy around and you went to, you know, their sporting games and all that kind of stuff, right? They remember those memories, and the number one thing that they want from you as a parent is your time and your energy. So choose where you put that. Choose wisely. Because they're the things that you're not going to get back. So yeah, I think that's going to be a wrap on this episode. If you've received some value out of it, please send me a message. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your opinions. Send it to a friend. Have a conversation with them about it. Really sit down with yourself as well and think about, like, hey, where am I putting my energy? And am I giving the right things the right energy? Or am I putting out negative energy and wondering why fucking my life sucks and you're continuing to play victim? Because once you identify it, then you can make the change. Then you can realize, okay, cool, this is an area of my life where I need to turn up as a better version of myself and start to put in more positive energy and a higher frequency of input. Because once I do that, it's not expecting a reward. I don't go into things expecting a reward. But I do believe you will be rewarded for the energy that you put in. It might not be straight away. It may be a couple of years down the track, a couple of weeks, whatever the case is. But I believe that the input, the energy that you put into something, you will be rewarded for that thing. So have a think about it. Let me know. Like, share, subscribe. And yeah, we'll see you guys in the next episode. Let's go.